At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Anymore. And I'm like, love? And you're like, no, I need like more drugs. And you were gone.
I was looking at some jail time, and basically I was told by my lawyers either like you go to treatment or you're gonna end up in jail for the next 5 years.
I definitely was always a hustler in our relationship. Like, how did you become a bigger drug dealer than me? I always thought you were the one, and I thought we were on the track to get married, and I was shocked. So one day, I mean, it felt like one day to me. And I know a bunch of other shit happened where, you know, it's not like our relationship was ever bad in my mind, but tell me if it was. But one day you were kind of like, I'm leaving.
Here's part two with Adrian.
It was never a bad relationship. The drugs fucked up everything, which they just do naturally. But yeah, that's kind of, I don't know if it was necessarily just one day, but it was a pretty short period of time. And I was just like, oh, I need something different. I need something different. So silly.
My memory.
And it's really just about drugs at that point.
I know. My memory of it, though, is I came home from something and you were kind of like, yeah, like I'm leaving. And I'm like, where? And you're like, I need more. And I was like, oh, it's like the drugs are like too much, you know? And I was like, and you're like, no, I need more. And I'm like, love? And you're like, no, I need like more drugs. And you were gone.
You know what's funny is I don't really remember talking to you all that much. I remember talking to your dad. And your dad being like, what? Like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And I'm pretty sure, just trying to like brush things off, I was just like, I need a change. I need something different. Like, I'd feel stuck. But the real reason was I needed more drugs. Just
therein lies part of the nickname Big A. It's like you needed to be bigger. You needed more.
So
I was just too small time for you. I know. Get it.
it was access to larger amounts of drugs, which is so fucked up. It's such a fucked up way of thinking.
So is that why you left me?
Yeah. Yeah, from what I remember, because our relationship was not bad, except for the drugs.
I know, but it's interesting to me, because if you were like, Jake, we should like get clean, I would have been like, yeah, we should. And that would have been a struggle too. But the relationship, you just said the relationship was fucked up because of the drugs. I'll agree with you on that. But you're right. It kind of wasn't bad. We were so high functioning. It really wasn't bad. And we had dough to like pay for whatever we wanted. Yeah. But then you wanted more. So like,
it didn't get bad till like it didn't even really get bad, but we started struggling more towards the end, whether it was like money or drugs or transportation, all that. Remember we were like using your dad's car for a while.
Well, yeah, so like I'm pretty sure I lost
we were never
my
like
license.
On the streets and shit, but
I like lost my license and trouble and
yeah. You didn't have a license for a while there, I think.
Yeah, it was too many speeding tickets.
Yeah, and that's just like where addiction takes people. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't take more. I mean, it definitely took a lot from both of us, but you just like don't think logically at all. That wasn't logical. That was like, I'm in survival mode and I need more drugs to survive.
Do you think if that wasn't the thing that like y'all would still be together, married, blah, blah, blah? Is that a weird question to ask? It's fine if it is, but I'm curious.
I can answer first.
I can answer first. I have an answer too, but go ahead.
Like I always thought you were the one and I thought we were on the track to get married and I was shocked. So I guess the answer is for me is yeah.
Yeah. It probably would have progressed to that. I mean, we were together for so long and that was like a great relationship. Unfortunately, drugs just fuck everything up. And who knows if we would have like gotten clean?
Right. That was going to be the next question. Like if you had kept going, would you be clean by now? You know,
I don't know. It takes a lot. It took a lot for both of us to get clean.
Do you remember though? I used to say this to you, like we'll get clean when we're like 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I ended up getting clean when I was 30, but the extreme hard way.
Yeah, not by choice. It was for you definitely by necessity. You had zero choice in that.
Was it the same for you, Adrian?
Getting clean, I got myself into a lot of trouble.
Well, that's where I'm going next.
Oh, all right. Well, I got myself into a lot of trouble at the end of it, and I was looking at some jail time, and basically I was told by my lawyers either like you go to treatment or you're going to end up in jail for the next 5 years. And my plan was like, okay, cool. I'll go to treatment for 30 days. I'll be back. And I was doing it just to like satisfy that. After a little while of being there and like my head clearing a little bit and like thinking like a normal person again, I just stopped making decisions for myself and did whatever they told me to do. I didn't want to go back to the way that I was living. So, and I definitely didn't want to spend 5 years in jail. Fuck that. I'm not built for that.
That was the alternative?
Yeah, probably because.
Minimum, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a mandatory minimum on that. So if I got in like any more trouble, I would have been fucked. And if I kept using, I would have gotten in more trouble.
And I believe you were on the track to get in a lot more trouble.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, my next question for you was like, I definitely was always a hustler in our relationship. Like, how did you become a bigger drug dealer than me? That was like mind-boggling for me. Because I was like, you know.
It wasn't necessarily me, but it was just who I got myself involved with. And then that just gets out of control very quickly. Well,
that's what every drug dealer says. Oh, it's not me. It's just who my connect is. So now I have the best connection.
But it was. I mean, it wasn't me. It was, you know, him. But I was involved in it. It was like the only thing I was willing to take accountability for in my life was dealing drugs, which is fucking stupid too. But yeah, basically who I ended up getting involved with.
So that's, you good saying any more on it?
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's a tough thing to.
I mean, definitely not looking for names, but I mean, I sold what I thought was a lot of drugs, both like weed, dope, pills, like Molly at times. You were around for all of it.
Yeah.
But the quantity you were fucking around with was like something that I was like, oh, that's like something you see on The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to talk about the amount. but it was way more than I had any business being around, dealing with, being in the vicinity of. It would have put me in jail for a very, very long time if I ever.
It worried me a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
I went to your parents' house and I told your parents, and that's not something.
A few people went and told my parents. Some of my brother's friends went and told my parents.
I don't think they knew the extent I knew, though.
No, probably not.
Because I like went over to your parents' house. And like, we're like standing in the kitchen and I'm like, I know we're not like together. And I'm like, no, it's weird that I'm even here. But like, I care about her a lot. And like, I know you guys know I did my thing, but like, I think she's doing the thing I was doing, but times 100. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried. And like, maybe you should talk to her.
Mm-hmm. And then they came out. Did they? Huh?
Did they? Your parents did go talk to you?
After yeah, that? They talked to me. I was dealing with a possession case at that time too. So they talked to the lawyer that I was with too. And he was basically like, this is the type of person that you, like the type of person that you're dealing with. It's the type of person who like goes to jail for their whole life or they get deported. Like not a safe person to be around. So my parents knew, but there's only so much that they could do. And I was like, no, it's fine. He's not that bad. Da da da. Not a good thing.
I know him too.
You did know him. You did.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you found out who it was, Jake, when that first happened and what Bigger meant, how did you react to that?
Well, it wasn't like I just like found out one day. I knew from the get, like I knew like from day one, and I was pissed. I was, and I was definitely more pissed about the relationship. She's leaving. She's like, fuck this. I'm gone.
Sorry, I was just closing the slider door so that it didn't pick up. Joe just got home.
I thought you were like, I had enough.
Yeah, gotta go.
I'm leaving the podcast.
Imagine if I just got up and walked away.
Yeah, no. I thought that's what happened. No. I was pissed, but not because you were a dealer or you were hanging with him. It was more like, I'm pissed that like we're not together and you're with him and doing that. And then
so dumb.
And then I was like, you know, all like fuck him. I'm not gonna get my shit from him. But he had like the best shit. But I didn't care. So I got my work from elsewhere for a while until I cooled down enough and had a relationship. Or wanted to have some sort of friendship with you, and that was took me like 5-6 months or something.
Yeah, it took a few months, and I can't be mad that you were mad. You had every right to be mad. I was an asshole.
I mean, it's water under the bridge.
I know.
I do want to ask you something else about the first time you used opiates. Do you remember that?
We were going to Maine, yeah? I'm pretty sure. No.
Not my memory, but.
No, the first time I used opiates was high school. That's when there were oxys around, which I never remember being dope sick from.
Yeah, same.
I never remember being dope sick from oxys.
Same, by the way. That's crazy because we both did those in high school. So wait, I want to take it back. So the first time, because, well, yeah, the first time you did them with me and got dope sick.
Oh, the first time I remember being dope sick, I was just doing them. I would like ask you for a couple perks and stuff when I would go out to like a show in Boston with Christine or something like that. And I was just doing them once in a while. And then I did them for a couple days in a row and I woke up and felt like shit one day, and we were supposed to go to the park with like a bunch of our friends and the dog and Ravi. And you were just like, here, just do like 15 and you'll be fine and you'll feel better. And I did, and I was fine. Felt better. Was like off and running after that. That's the first time I ever remember being dope sick. I think I tried to stick it out for like 2 days and then we were supposed to go out with friends and you were like, just do a little tiny bit and you'll feel better. And it was literally just from like, you know, I went out and partied for a couple days. I went to a couple concerts and then woke up sick.
I remember after the oxys like were tamper proof and me and my buddies were doing perk 30s. You weren't really doing them, but they were like in the house. Like we were living at that place off 495 in Marlboro, that nice place. I had the bar. We had the bar in the living room. It was like really nice. But you were never doing that. But we were. And then I remember one day you're like, I'm going to do some of these.
For like 2 years, I didn't do them.
I know.
For 2 years. And I was selling them. After high school, I was selling oxys for a while. Even when I stopped doing them, I did them for like a couple years. Never remember being sick from that. And then I kept selling them. And then when we were dating, yeah, you had the oxys were gone. So you had the 30s. And I didn't do them for like 2 years.
No. Do you blame me? And then I was like,
you know what? I want to party one day.
Do you blame me?
No, I don't blame you. I wanted to party. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It was just, this is going to sound funny, but like I was doing all the drugs. Why wouldn't I try another one? This is just one that you happen to get dependent on. And I continually asked you for them, even when you were like, no, no, you shouldn't keep doing them. Like, one's enough, two's enough, like, stop. You know, you're going to end up. And I was like, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. And then I woke up sick and I didn't believe you that that little tiny bump would make me feel 100 times better. And it's like magic. It works instantly.
I blame me.
You blame you?
I mean, it's weird.
Into that shit.
We did both do those OC 80s,
yeah.
And, like, no issue. And then these perk 30. But like without that, I don't think either of us would end up doing dope.
Without the 30s, you don't think we would have ended up doing dope? Probably not. But the 30s went away because dude man got arrested for the 800 millionth time.
Yeah, Rafi.
Yeah.
Remember Rafi?
I do.
We can say that name because that's not his real name.
Who knows what his real name is?
I know what his real name is.
I forgot. I bailed one of his friends out one random night.
We all bailed him out. He was.
I remember being in my mom's car being like, I'll be back, mom. Gotta go bail someone out.
So wait, 30s are worse than 80s? Perk 30s are worse than.
Like, no. They're not. Like, they're less strong, but they made us, and I can only speak for us, they made us very dope sick. Comparatively,
I remember being sick in the 80s.
We didn't get dope sick from.
And I've talked to other people, too, and they say the same thing, that they don't remember being sick from.
And what does dope sick feel like?
The worst flu in the entire world. Like, your body aches, you're hot, you're cold, you're nauseous, you're sweating. It's terrible. It's like, it's literally like having the worst flu.
I think it's that. It's definitely the worst flu you've ever had. But also with like the feeling of your brain going crazy and like feeling of impending doom, and you will do anything in your power to make that go away for like 7 days. Mm-hmm. And even I remember us trying to get clean for like in day four, one of us would be like, fuck this shit.
In Texas, you remember we tried to do that in Texas, I think, or you did. You did it before I came down. You stopped using when you were down there. Fucking, yeah. It's terrible though.
And you were probably like, why are you doing that to yourself?
Why are you doing this in Texas?
Let's go get some fucking perks. This is crazy. All right.
And that's ultimately like what causes the addiction, right? Is the dope sickness, not necessarily like how good or anything you feel after. It's just like if you don't do it, you're gonna like feel like you're dying.
For sure. Every day.
In the beginning, you like chase that first high and then you just get physically dependent on it. And then it's all you think about too. Even when you don't need to get high and you're feeling fine because you're already super high, you're going to keep getting high because you have that compulsion. Hi, kitty. You have that compulsion just to.
And like everyone's more worst fear is feeling pain. And so you're constantly like, whatever. I can do to not feel that pain, I'm going to go, I need to like focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eating.
It's survival mode. Eating food. That's how you survive. You need it to survive.
Crazy. So
don't do drugs, kids.
No, definitely don't.
Seriously, don't. Like,
we're gonna they're not that cool.
No, they're really not. And then we're both going to, at the end of this, go into what happened to each of us. And we're both kind of unique, one-of-a-kind cases. The fact that we are both able to talk about it, both alive,
mm-hmm.
and also both have original teeth is wild.
These are all real.
I know. I mean, you look at most junkies, they got none left, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
High functioning.
I heard on Blink. I feel like I was at all your recordings. I don't know why I didn't catch this until the soundbite, and I don't remember what episode, but just hearing that you felt guilt about me getting sick, or me bringing me stuff in the hospital, which was only once. It was the day of diagnosis. You know, I was just like, talk to me about that. I didn't realize you felt guilt.
Of course I did, because I'm the one that sold you that. You know what I mean? I held on to that for a really long time. I thought I killed you. And I was cut off, obviously, from what was going on with you pretty early. But I remember when I found out, obviously, I brought you that stuff in the hospital, which I have to be like gentle with myself on that sometimes, because it's something I absolutely never should have done, and I beat myself up over it all the time. But at the same time, being in active addiction too, I didn't want you to like be in any more pain, and I didn't fully understand what was going on, and like you needed something, you were sick, and I know that feeling and how terrible that feeling is.
Yeah, but also,
yeah,
I called you and I was like,
yeah,
they're just giving me 6 months to live. I'm dying. Like, what's the difference? And you were like, Jake, don't make me do that. And I was like, I'm not going to make you do anything, but like straight up, I'm dying. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, be gentle on yourself about that. And also like, I don't know. Correct me if, tell me I'm wrong. My memory is I was like, yeah, like you can, you don't have to, but like mm-hmm. I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. I made the decision too. I remember like when I first found out you were sick too, I used heavy after that. I remember the day that your dad called and told me that you had been put on a ventilator because your dad was talking to me still at that point. That was like my only source of information, I think. It was like little tidbits from your dad every once in a while.
Well, Ellen definitely cut off everyone except him until it was him mm-hmm. as well, and me and just her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't have this in my notes, but I have this memory of you sneaking in to see me in the hospital.
Sure did.
Do you remember any of that? I mean, I wasn't doing well at all.
I remember that. You brought Pops.
Yep.
I had to give a fake name. I think I said my name was Claire, and Claire was not on the do not allow upstairs list. Adrian definitely was on the do not allow upstairs list. Yeah, I took an Uber. It was Parsons Hills, wasn't it, in Worcester?
Oh, yes. Good old Parsons Hill.
Hell, yeah. Shitty little place. Yeah, I gave them my name. They let me upstairs. I came and hung out in your room for a little bit. Pablo, like, fell asleep on the bed with you. I'm pretty sure I have a picture somewhere of him on the bed with you.
Is Pablo a dog?
Yeah, he's my little nugget. He's around here somewhere. Yeah.
What did we talk about?
I don't
remember. Could I talk, really?
Not very well. Not very well.
You sound like a fucking retard.
I don't remember what we talked about, though. I remember being there and being in that little room. It was like so dark and dingy in there.
for a while. I mean,
yeah,
shout out Parsons Hell, because if it's any other hospital, you would have not been allowed in there.
I was so nervous too, sneaking in. You're like, just give them a fake name. I'm like, this is not going to work. They're going to make me like show an ID. Ellen was nuts, dude.
I'm pretty sure Ellen was in Seattle fucking Justin, the other, not this Justin, the other Justin, hence why.
Yeah. I have the opportunity to come.
Yeah, visit. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
But that sucks. You felt guilt because, frankly, you, me, and hundreds of others, but at least 20 of others in our circle were smoking the same shit mm-hmm. all the time. And you still felt guilt that you caused this for me.
Well, I had no idea that, you know, maybe someone else fucked with it. So, yeah, it's like I sold you the stuff that got you so sick. You weren't getting it from anyone else. It was me. Not that I, like, made you smoke it or anything like that, but I sold it to you. And I had no idea what was in it that could have done that.
I get that. I do get that, and I feel the same way. And I would say, you know, I would say this to myself, too, if I was in your situation. It's really not your fault. But, you know, I don't know if somebody fucked with it or what, but it does not make sense. I mean, you're smoking the same stuff. So many people are smoking the same stuff. I'm the only one.
It was all the same. I didn't do anything different to it. Literally the same. Everybody had it. So it never made sense why you got so sick from it.
And for years.
For years,
it wasn't like we did this for a month.
Right. Right.
Was there, okay, not to take it to this, but like back to this, like we keep doing, but was there, can you remember, like, was there anything specific that happened with Elle in that specific period, like that would make her overly angry or something that like would then lead her to do that? You know what I mean? If she did, potentially, allegedly. You know what I mean?
I feel like everything made her angry.
Right. Well, and I also, I mean, Jake, I want to get Adrian's take on Ellen, like meeting her for the first time, that stuff too. But, you know, like, was there anything that you can remember from that time that made her more mad than normal? That she would have potentially, who knows, done something?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you.
I didn't know her well enough.
I was waiting for Adrian to answer.
No, dude, I'm talking about like you in your in your household, in your marriage that
sorry,
made her potentially.
Sorry. What? Fuck, I've had a long day. All right.
Yeah.
I'm about to answer though. I mean, Elle, party girl. What I knew of her then, she's just party girl, down ass girl, but she hated opiates. And I lied to her about, she asked me straight up. She was like, do you do heroin?
Right. No, we know. Everyone who's listening to this knows all that. But I'm saying like in that 2-week period of time when it actually happened, that the stuff tasted different, You know, like did something unique happen then that you can remember? If not, that's maybe normal too. It was just time.
Something definitely unique happened. Something tasted different in my
stuff. No, right. But I mean like something with her. One-on-one personally that made her then maybe be like, I'm going to go do this.
Miscarriage?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, she hated me. She hated me. And also, she actually, she, and you'll probably remember this, I don't know. I would buy it from you and I would say, I remember driving to meet you in parking lots with her in the front seat. And she'd be like, what are you going to do? And I'd be like, I'm going to like pick up some weed or something. And she's like, who is that? And I was like, that's A. And she thought A and Adrian are two different people. Do you remember that?
I remember, yeah, she definitely thought we were two different people. And then I remember getting a text message from her, or maybe a Facebook message one time, being like, oh, so you're Big A, the drug dealer.
Jake, sign off. Random thought from the last couple of days. Ready, go.
Random thought. I've been thinking a lot about, like, this, like, AI and where it's going and how soon in like 5 years there are going to be robots walking down the sidewalk that are like a smart design sign and what that will be like.
That's it. Outro music. See ya.